Hello and welcome to Random Draw, a trip through the vinyl archives of WTBR-FM. When WTBR moved to the new facilities here at Pittsfield Community Television, it brought along with it a tremendous asset, its vinyl collection. Numbering nearly 20,000 pieces, including full albums, EPs, singles, and so much more. The purpose of this program is to take you back in time to the early days of WTBR when these records were brand new. I'm your host, David Cachet, and over the last couple of years, I have acted as sort of an archivist of this great collection. Just imagine, if you will, a wall full of records sorted into like cubby holes with about 150 to 200 records in each section. Now I'm just going to be grabbing records from one of these sections and playing the albums for you. That's right, playing the actual vinyl records that have been sitting on the WTBR archives for decades. Now, as a note, each record in our collection has a catalog number listed on it, and this coincides with the order in which it was received by the WTBR DJs back in the day. Its first two digits represent the year it came in, and the remaining three or four digits will tell you in what order they received the LP. So tonight I went back to the 1974 section and grabbed out hopefully some great music that you'll enjoy. And we're going to start out with a group releasing an album in 1974 that's still going around today. As a matter of fact, you can still buy tickets for their upcoming show this summer over at SPAC. It's a group called REO Speedwagon. And in 1974, they were putting out their album Riding the Storm out on Epic Records, catalog number 74-16 here at WTBR. Now, this album was recorded before Kevin Cronin joined as the singer of the group. He's sort of the famous singer you know nowadays. But it did still feature the great Gary Rickrath on guitar. And we're going to listen to a song that he wrote, which is the title track from the album and the opening song of the album. So here is the great REO Speedwagon with Riding the Storm Out right now on Random Draw.
I'm not missing a thing. million old soldiers will fade away, but a dream goes on forever. I'm left standing here, I got nothing to say. All is silent within my dream. A thousand true loves will win and die, but a dream lives on. Time is stopped in my dream. We all have our everyday hopes and fears, and you'll find no exception in me. But that doesn't get me through a sea of tears over life's biggest tragedy. So long ago and so far.
That was Todd Rundgren with A Dream Goes On Forever. And before that, we heard Badfinger and Love Is Easy. And we started the show off with a great track by REO Speedwagon, Riding the Storm Out. Now, Badfinger in 1974 were putting out their, I believe it was their fifth or sixth album, called Badfinger on Warner Brothers Records. It was actually their first album for Warner Brothers after leaving the Apple Records family, the Beatles family, so to speak. They were very associated with the Beatles when they first started. You know, some of their big hits were written by McCartney and that sort of thing. But by 1974, they had had enough, I think, of the Apple Records and moved over to Warner Brothers and released that album. Called Bad Finger, catalog number 74-35 here at WTBR. And that was one of the singles off the album, Love Is Easy. And then the last track we heard by Todd Rundgren was taken from his fifth solo album, just called Todd, which was a double album. Had two vinyl records in here, and that was a single of his, A Dream Goes On Forever. The album itself, released on Bearsville Record, catalog number 74-31, hit number 54 on the Billboard 200 charts, and that single, A Dream Goes On Forever, was able to climb up to number 69 on the charts. That was Todd Rundgren with A Dream Goes On Forever. The next set of music, we're going to cross the pond and start out with a group that was just on the cusp of hitting it really, really big, and that's Fleetwood Mac. And in late 73, early 74, their album Mystery to Me was rising up the charts. This was one of their albums before they sort of hit it big with the Buckingham Nicks era. This lineup of Fleetwood Mac had Mick Fleetwood, John McVie, Christine McVie, but it also featured Bob Weston and Bob Welch on vocals and guitar and that sort of thing. And this first track we're going to listen to off this album on this set of music was written by Bob Welch, and it's a great track called Hypnotized. So here is Fleetwood Mac off of their album Mystery to Me right now on Random Draw.
It's the same kind of story that seems to come down from long ago. Two friends having coffee together when something flies by their window. It might be out on that lawn, which is wide, at least half of a playing field. Because there's no explaining what your imagination can make you see and feel. Somebody wants nothing but God, hypnotized. Now it's not a meaningless question to ask if they've been and gone. I remember a talk about North Carolina in a strange, strange poem. You see, the sides were like glass in the thick of a forest without a road. And if any man's hand ever made that land, then I think it would have showed. And that's why it seems like rain. They got me hypnotized. I know that's right. Where a man can fly over mountains and hills. And he don't need an airplane or some kind of engine, and he never will. Now you know it's a meaningless question to ask if those stories are right. 'Cause what matters most is the feeling you get. Hypnotized. When it seems like a dream, they got you hypnotized. When your body means nothing, you're hypnotized. When it seems like a dream, they got you hypnotized. Yeah, that's when they got you hypnotized. It seems like rain. It's like rain. 'Cause when your body needs nothing, you float around, they got you hypnotized.
Space cowboy, yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice, 'cause I speak of the pompousness of love. People talk about me, baby, say I'm doing you wrong. Doing you wrong. Well, don't you worry, baby, don't worry, 'cause I'm right here, right here, right here, right here at home. 'Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I sure don't want to hurt no one. I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I get my loving on the run. Show you a good time. 'Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I get my loving on the run. stick in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I sure don't want to hurt no one. Talking about me, baby. Say I'm doing you wrong. Well, don't worry, no, don't worry, mama. 'Cause I'm right here at home. You're the cutest thing I ever did see. Really love your peaches, wanna shake your tree. Lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey all the time. Come on, baby, and I'll show you a good time.
Steve Miller Band right there with The Joker. And before that, we heard David Essex with his song Rock On. And we started that set of music off with the great Fleetwood Mac and their song Hypnotized. Now, David Essex is a British singer-songwriter who, in late 1973, was releasing his debut album, Rock on Columbia Records, catalog number 74-04 here at WTBR. And Rock On, the title track, went on to become his biggest and most well-known hit, probably his only hit here in the U.S., reaching all the way up into the top five. As a matter of fact, I think topping the charts in some countries. It actually became a bigger hit about 15 years later in 1989 when actor-singer Michael Damian recorded a cover version of it, and that version of it hit number one on the charts back in 1989. But that was we listened to the original by David Essex, and that song was Rock On. And we closed off that set of music with the Steve Miller Band, who were putting out their eighth studio album, The Joker, on Capitol Records. It's catalog number 73-413 here at WTBR. It was sort of one of their first sort of big straight-ahead blues rock albums after a career of doing some psychedelic rock and some other kind of stuff. And it also became one of their biggest groups and started a whole string of albums that would top the charts or get very close to the top of the charts, because this album was able to peak all the way up at number 2 on the Billboard 200. And the title track that I played for you, The Joker, with the Pompadus of Love himself by Steve Miller Band, was able to hit number one on the singles charts and became one of their best-known singles that you still hear on the radio today on stations like WTBR. Well, we're going to take a short break here on Random Draw. We're going to come back in just a few minutes to listen to some more great music from late 1973, early 1974. So we'll stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few moments here on WTBR with more Random Draw. So stay tuned.
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
It's a whole new way of life. Well, let's hear it.
Hi, it's Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield, and I also host the Cultural Pittsfield radio show on WTBR. It airs every Friday at 8:30 in the morning. Stay tuned to learn all about the arts and culture scene for the city of Pittsfield and beyond. We hope you listen in every Friday at 8:30 on 89.7 FM WTBR.
Pittsfield residents, have you heard about Code Red? It's the city's emergency alert program, and it keeps you informed on the latest updates and notifications, including but not limited to weather-related emergencies, road closures, and water main breaks. So stay connected and be informed. Text Pittsfield to 99411 to enroll or visit cityofpittsfield.org to sign up.
Don't be too proud of this technological terror you've constructed.
And we are back here on Random Draw, and I'm your host, David Cachet. And today we are listening to songs from late 1973, early 1974. Just so happens to be the rack I grabbed some random vinyl records from. I always loved the end of the year racks because you get some great greatest hits albums, some big releases from all the labels, and it's usually full of some pretty cool music. So remember to subscribe to the podcast of Random Draw by visiting wherever you get your podcasts, including Google, Stitcher, Apple Music, yada, yada, yada. You can also visit the station's website for more information, not only about Random Draw, but all the other great shows that you hear on the station. Just visit WTBRFM.com. All right, we're going to jump back into the music. We're going to start it off with an absolute legend of music, and that's Ray Charles. Now, in late 1973... it was on Bluesway ABC Records. They were releasing a live album called Genius Live in Concert, which was a concert recorded at the Shrive Civic Auditorium in Los Angeles. And it was recorded in 1964, not put out till 1973, but it's a 1964 concert. So we're going to listen to one of the great tracks from the album, and it's one of his classic tunes of all time. It's a version of What I Say. So here is Ray Charles live right now on Random Draw.
Coming longer than it all night long, yeah. It's all right. Oh, it's all right. Hey, 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 yeah. Will you see me in misery? Come over, baby, see my feet. No, no, no. Baby, it's all right. Oh, it's all right, dog. Hey, 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 yeah, yeah. She's got a red diamond ring. She knows how to shake that thing. Nah, nah. Yeah, she's all right. Oh, it's all right. Hey, 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 yeah.
Can you play it one time for me, son? That's what I'm talking about now. Roll 'em, baby.
She done got on with the red dress on. She can burn Lana all night long. All right. Yeah, it's all right now. Oh, it's all right. Hey, 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 yeah. I'm gonna tell you, mama. Tell you, pa. I'm gonna say you mind the office so now, now, now. Mama, she don't do right. Yeah, don't do right. Oh.
Oh,
one more time.
Just one more time.
Oh, one more time.
Just one more time.
Better one more.
Just one more time.
Ah, let's go home, baby.
Baby, let's go home.
I wanna go home.
Baby, let's go home.
Yeah, boy.
Baby, let's go home.
Ah, take me home.
Baby, let's go home.
That's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been entertained by the genius of Ray Charles.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home.
Up to you. I can't say about sin, cast the first stone. Hey, I know that enough is enough, but you shouldn't be talking about giving it up. Turning loose might be right or sin. The wrong decision will spoil all our dreams. If you don't want to spoil our secret dreams, don't change horses in the middle of a stream. Giddy up, giddy up.
Tower of Power with Don't Change Horses in the Middle of a Stream right there. Before that, we heard John Denver and his great classic track, Take Me Home Country Roads. And we started off this set of music with the legend Ray Charles with a live version of What I Say. Now, of course, the John Denver song, Country Roads, that's the shorter version of it. It's Take Me Home Country Roads. It appeared on his 1973 Greatest Hits album called John Denver's Greatest Hits on RCA Records catalog number 73-423. Now that song will always hold a special place in my heart as it's the one of the four official theme songs to the state of West Virginia, and it's also like the official theme to the University of West Virginia. My daughter is currently a student at the West Virginia University, so I've heard that song a lot. And as a matter of fact, if you're becoming a student at West Virginia University, the first thing they tell you to do is learn all the lyrics to Country Roads, because you're going to hear it a lot. Pretty much every sporting event, you can't escape it. It's everywhere you go on the campus. As a matter of fact, like at the basketball arena, there's four entrances. There's the blue entrance, the gold entrance, the country roads entrance, and the almost heaven entrance. And the back of the football helmets, either say country roads on it. You can pretty much see the unofficial like state logo is almost heaven down there in West Virginia. So that song is heard a lot down there in that state. And that's John Denver with Take Me Home Country Roads. And after that, we heard the great Tower of Power and their song Don't Change Horses in the Middle of a Stream off of their 1974 album Back to Oakland off of Warner Brothers Records catalog number 74-40. If you couldn't tell from that album title, they are a group from the Oakland area, a great sort of a soul funk group, a lot of horns in there, very Chicago-like if you want a sort of an analogy of what band they're analogous to. That Chicago would certainly be a good comparison. And that was Tower of Power with Don't Change Horses in the Middle of a Stream. We got time for one more set of music here. We're going to start with another absolute legend. Actually, it's two, I guess, you can count on them this album. It's a song by Bob Dylan off of his album Planet Waves and off of Asylum Records, catalog number 74-23. And this is the album that Bob Dylan recorded with the band, his original band from the 60s. They got back together again for a very successful album here at Planet Waves and a tour and a live album. And, of course, both of those groups, Bob Dylan and the band, are both in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And we're going to listen to one of the great tracks here off of this Planet Waves album. This is a song by Bob Dylan called Forever Young, right now on Random Draw.
May God bless and keep you always. May your wishes all come true. May you always do for others and let others do for you. May you build a ladder to the stars and climb on every rung. May you stay.
Thank you. walking handsome and hot. All the little girls so go weak when the man child gives them a double shot. Them schoolboy pops pull out all the stops on a Friday night. Them teenage chumps, they skin tight pants, dirty A Street dance, and everything's alright. Them kids down there either dancing or hustled up in a scuffle, dressed in snakeskin suits, packed with Detroit muscle. They're doing the A Street shuffle. Twilight do flash like phantoms in full star strain. Down fire trails on silver nights with blonde girls play sweet 16. Newsboys say the heat's been bad since bar 13 gave a trooper all a head in a summer scuffle. And Bowers' girl, little angel, been on the corner keeping those crazy boys out of trouble. Little angel steps a shuffle like she ain't got no brains. She's deaf in combat down on Lover's Lane. She drives all them local boys insane. Yes, she does. Little angel say, slips on his jeans, and they move on out there to the scene. All the kids are dancing.
midnight ride.
Greg Allman right there with his solo take on Midnight Rider. Before that, we heard Bruce Springsteen in the E Street Shuffle, and we started off that last set of music with Bob Dylan and Forever Young. Bruce Springsteen, that was the E Street Shuffle off of his second album called The Wild, The Innocent, and the E Street Shuffle on Columbia Records, released in late 1973. Catalog number 73-424 here at WTBR. It's the last album that featured original keyboardist David Sanchez, and the last full album to feature Vinnie Mad Dog Lopez on drums. He would appear on Born to Run on the title track on the next album, but did not appear on the rest of the tracks. That's how long it took to record Born to Run. But that was the second album from Springsteen, and right on the cusp again of becoming a huge megastar with his next album, Born to Run. And we finished the show off with Greg Allman and his take on Midnight Rider from his late 1973 album, Laid Back, on Capricorn Records, catalog number 73-409. And like I said, that's his version of Midnight Rider, because that's a track from the Allman Brothers off of their second album, which did not chart. But Greg Allman sort of reimagined it with some strings and some horns and stuff and some background vocals, and that song hit number 19 on the Billboard Hot 100. So once again, that was Greg Allman with Midnight Rider. Well, that about wraps it up for us here at Random Draw. If you'd like to learn more about WTBR or even have your own idea for a show, just visit WTBRFM.com. So until next time on Random Draw, I've been your host, David Cachet. We'll see you later.